The seventh weekend of the high school football season. Some big games going on in the area tomorrow night. Certainly going to be some great games going on and teams starting to jockey for position. The Ithaca Bulldogs try to stay unbeaten as they travel to Royal on Friday night. Tonight, high school soccer is going on. Richland Center is playing Portage at Poinette High School, and River Valley is battling Wisconsin Heights Barneveld at Wisconsin Heights High School. A light dusting of volleyball matches. Boscobel is playing at Darlington. Riverdale is on the road, the long trip to Cuba City for volleyball. In the Ridge and Valley Conference this evening, Kickapoo is playing volleyball, and they are at Lafarge High School. While there is a cross-country meet going on, hosted by Kickapoo Lafarge today. And the Ithaca volleyball team getting set to host rival Weston for the second time in a week's time. The match is coming up on the radio from WRCO following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Weston Silver Eagles prepare to take on the Ithaca Bulldogs, and Weston is coached by Maggie Lanzinger.
Two seniors, libero Vivian Spencer, and then right side hitter Lily Cast. We're pretty solid with our junior class. Valerie Bauer is our returning setter. She's been with us on varsity for 3 years. And then outside hitter Shelby Newman and middle hitter Ava Smith. We've got a couple sophomores that rotate through the middle, Khalees Siebenaller and Haley McGlynn. And then our other outside hitter is freshman Lexi Rockweiler.
Those are some names that we've called in other sports and in the program before. So you're getting some athletes sticking around, it sounds like, with the program.
Yeah, no, we're definitely older as a group, but sometimes younger in skill. The past few seasons, we haven't really had a solid JV program just due to numbers. I'm really positive that this year we have enough numbers. We have 14 girls, so we are running that JV program, but some of our girls didn't really get much JV experience. So that's why I'm really happy to see some growth and some progress this season, because they're kind of getting that experience that they missed out on last year and the year before.
When you start with a good serve, that sets the tone for the whole volley, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And Vivian Spencer, our senior, she always serves first for us. And this season, she's already got 19 aces, which is huge for us. She's really solid. I mean, our team is solid servers in general. We generally don't miss many serves. But having her right off the starting gate really helped.
And when is Weston's homecoming week?
Our homecoming week isn't until October 7th through the 11th, so we've got a late homecoming this year. But what's really nice that week is we actually have three home games. So that's the first time that's happened in a while. We host a quad here on October 8th, where us, Ithaca, Kickapoo, and Lafarge all come to Weston to play. We each play two games, and then we host DeSoto that Thursday night.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Nice to talk to you, and as you continue the season, best of luck to the Eagles.
Thanks, Phil.
Maggie Lanzinger, head coach of the Weston volleyball team on tonight's pre-match show.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Angie Young, coach of the Ithaca volleyball team, joins us. Angie, it must have been an emotional win over Seneca on Tuesday night. Was that the case?
It was. It was a really, really great game. Seneca has a very strong defensive game, and we had a very strong offensive game. So it was really a battle in there. I was really proud of how our girls stayed in it and kept their heads in it. Five-set games are not ideal. I think they're really physically and emotionally draining, and, it really is either team's game at that point, and I was really proud of the girls for continuing to push through and pull out the win.
Was there a turning point in that fifth set, Angie?
I don't know if there was a turning point. It was kind of back and forth there for a while. I think we just, again, kind of got that last bit of momentum there that we needed at the end of the game. And the girls just really, went out to do their jobs. We had taken a timeout earlier in the set there and talked about everybody just focusing on doing their job on the court and focusing on what they needed to do to get the points. And they were able to do that.
You played Weston just a week ago, so you're very familiar with them. But I think last time you struggled a little bit with serving, didn't you?
We do. We have some pretty competitive servers on our team. So they do take some risks with serving sometimes, but they also, those risks a lot of times in mini games also reap the rewards. So we have some very competitive girls in there, and they do serve very aggressively. We did miss a few serves the last time we played Weston. Our serving's been pretty good here recently. Overall, our game has been really good. I've been really proud of our girls and how much growth they've shown throughout the season. So they're playing a pretty well-rounded game right now.
I know you don't like to look ahead, but it is a busy week next week with homecoming, and I think fortunately you play on Tuesday night, don't you?
We do. We play a quad, our second quad of the season. So we will play at Weston, but we play Kickapoo and Lafarge at the quad.
Will the team be involved in anything else for homecoming? Do you have any tournaments next week?
We do not. Tuesday night will be our only night of game play due to other homecoming activities the rest of the week. So it always makes the week a little bit crazy as far as scheduling, but it also at this point in the season isn't such a bad thing for the girls to have a little bit of a break either.
As we enter into October now, so the team has to be playing at its best. And what do you think you have to improve on the most right now?
I think, Phil, just the consistency in our play. That's what we're really looking to build on right now. The girls, like I said, have progressively just gotten much stronger throughout the season. And we just really need to kind of settle into playing at our best on a consistent basis throughout the game.
Is the team at full strength for tonight?
They are, yes. They're looking very good. We've been very fortunate. Everybody has stayed healthy, and we will have a full team tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for talking with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Angie Young joining us for the Ithaca volleyball team tonight.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's special broadcast, Weston and Ithaca Ridge and Valley Conference Volleyball. Second time they've met in a week. Ithaca scored the win at Weston last Thursday night. In the meantime, Weston played very well against North Crawford on Tuesday before falling 3-1. And the Bulldogs are coming off a very dramatic win over rival Seneca, 3-2 on Tuesday night. The Bulldogs making it tough on Coach Angie Young. We were talking about it before the match tonight, but she said that Ithaca won the first two, and they were looking pretty strong, and then they proceeded to lose the next two and then win the fifth set by 3. So they struggled down the stretch in trying to put it away, and they did stay on top, though, in the Ridge and Valley Conference. They're 8-3 overall. Coming into the night, 8-1. Kickapoo, just a half game behind at 7-1. And the two teams will meet at Weston for a quad coming up next week on Tuesday night. Also, Seneca now 6-2 following that loss. DeSoto 4-4 and North Crawford 4-5. Wazika Steuben 3-5. And Weston is 1-7 in the conference, while Lafarge is 0-8. Coming up more from Ithaca as we approach first serve time in a moment. This R&V match is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArtisanRepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans. Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
It's a good match tonight for local and area folks. Well attended as they continue to file in here prior to the varsity match time. Ithaca won the JV match earlier tonight over Weston. And there was a middle school football game. The Bulldogs winning by a score of 40-0 tonight over their opponent. So it's been a good night here. Ithaca fall sports teams doing remarkably well here this year. The football team unbeaten and volleyball team is doing well, leading in the conference. Right now, we're going to take time to honor America with the playing of the national anthem. National anthem from Ithaca High School. First serve time is coming up right around the bend on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Be ready for homecoming festivities with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium. If you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Here are the starters for tonight. The visitor is from Weston. They'll be starting number 7, junior, Shelby Newman. Number 14, senior, Lily Cast. Sophomore, Haley McGlynn, number 16. Number 17, Kalise Siebenaller. She is a sophomore. Number 18, Valerie Bauer, a junior. And number 22, freshman, Lexi Rockweiler. The libero player is senior Vivian Spencer. For the Bulldogs, they'll be starting out with libero player Holly King, who is a senior. Jaden Boland, number 3, a junior. Ariana Lewis, number 6, a senior. Kaylee Newkirk, number 5, a senior. Bailey Wallace, she is wearing number 8 and is a senior. J.C. Maxwell, number 2, a sophomore. And Tristan Peterson, a sophomore and a senior. I should say she's wearing number 10 and she is a senior. I mixed my numbers around there. So those are the starters for the Bulldogs, who will start serving first here tonight. Weston in the dark blue with the light blue outlay. And here goes the serve by the Bulldogs, wearing pink tonight. Weston returns it. Maxwell plays it near side. Gets it back then and jams it over, and down it goes. Spencer, diving effort, back row for Weston. Couldn't get it, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. So serve number 2 coming up from Holly King. There's the serve. Fielded by Spencer. Passes it left side. The ball caroms off the net. Recovered now by Weston, but I believe there was a net violation. So Lily Cass tried to make the play on that one, but they said that the net had been altered before that. 2-0 Bulldogs. Here's the serve. Spencer returns it to the middle and then driven over and out of bounds by Shelby Newman. Shot the line and missed, and that makes it 3-0 Ithaca. Holly King gets the whistle, and here's the run-up. Net serve, and Weston is on the board, and they will serve. 3-1 the score. The Bulldogs had a marathon with Seneca the other night. I thought our game with Platteville, Richland Center and Platteville, we were past 9:30, and Ithaca was still going with Seneca, so it went a long time. Here's the set left side. Bulldogs return trip. Going to be driven over that time by Wanless, and then Weston chasing this one. It caroms up into the stands, and that makes it 4-1. Good hit by Wanless into the game for the Bulldogs. Number 16, Alyssa Muller. And J.C. Maxwell will serve. Here's the serve. Fielded on the near side by Weston. They bring it back to the middle. Rockweiler takes a shot. Just out of bounds, says the line judge. That was close. The Bulldogs are up by 4 at 5-1. Maxwell will get the serve again. Here's a line drive, far side and long and out of bounds. Weston let it go. Vivian Spencer said, stay away, and it goes out of bounds. 5-2, Weston with a side out, and Shelby Newman will serve. Shelby steps up. There is a line drive. Holly King plays it for the Bulldogs, who pass it to the left side. Taking a shot is Muller. Fielded now by Weston. Rockweiler with a good dig and then gets the pass back, drives it over. Here's the set for the middle, and down it goes on a Weston tip, which helped out Bailey Wanless's spike, and that makes it 6-2. Bailey picking up her first point, and the Bulldogs will serve. Ariana Lewis with a line drive serve, fielded by Spencer with a good dig, giving it right back to her. She'll drive it over from the back row. Played by Maxwell. Here's a set by Lewis, taking it downtown and getting a big kill there. The Bulldogs, Bailey Wanless. That makes it 7-2. Ithaca and Weston both preparing for homecoming activities next week. Here's the serve, fielded by Rockweiler. And now pass to Spencer from the back row. They'll attack. Diving it to J.C. Maxwell for the Bulldogs. Set by Lewis.
Shot with the left hand by Brindley Wanless, fielded by Weston. They'll bring it back to the middle and punched over that time by Siebenhaller. Here's a pass to the right side. Ithaca takes a shot and missed. Muller's shot wide to the left, and that's a Weston point. 7-3, Bulldogs by 4 here in the opener. Big match tonight. Lots of folks on hand. Here's the serve. King will pass it left side. Bulldogs get a little beat on it and get it over on a nice play by Ariana Lewis, who was setting it up, just trying to keep it off the floor, and got it over the net and down. 8-3 to score. Here comes the approach by Ithaca. Bailey Wanless with a serve. Spencer gets a bead on it, passes to Siebenhaller, and Vivian gets it back and drives it over. There's the pass by Lewis, attacking for the back row. Wanless drives it through. Bailey Wanless. Good reach from the back row, and that makes it 9-3 in favor of Ithaca. Principal Greg Herbst here tonight. Superintendent Herbst. Here's the serve by the Bulldogs. No, it hits the net and drops down, and it's a Weston point. 9-4 score. Ithaca FFA has the concessions tonight. They'll be on our morning show next week during homecoming week. Here's the approach by Siebenhaller. Nice dig by Holly King. The ball caroms off the net. Here's Lewis giving it back, and Muller drives it over. Weston works it to the middle, and McGlynn shot. No, didn't make the block, hit the net, and that's 4 hits for Weston. So that makes it 10-4. Ithaca leading here in the opener. Back to serve for the Bulldogs, Jaden Boland. Jaden with a run up. There's a line drive serve fielded by Rockweiler, and now the ball is up, blocked down by the Bulldogs' Tristan Peterson with a stone-cold block right there. That makes it 11-4. And the Bulldogs looking good. They've got a tall lineup. Here's the serve by Boland, fielded now by Newman back to the right side. Driving it over is Cast, and the Bulldogs can't play it. And Weston gets a point. Lily Cast puts a charge into one. That makes it 11-5. Serving for Weston, Lexi Rockweiler. We were impressed by her. We saw her the first time this season. Last week, here's the serve. Fielded by King. Lewis will set it left side. Maxwell for the kill. Back row, tipped by Weston, and it's a point for the Bulldogs. 12-5 the score. For the service, the Bulldogs call upon Kaylee Newkirk. And now it looks like we need a new volleyball. One run under the bleachers or something? I don't know. They take one off the scorer's table, and we're good to go. 12-5, Bulldogs. There's the serve. Fielded by Weston. They'll pass it low, and now dug out, driven over by McGlynn. Here's a set to the middle, and Ithaca takes a shot and got it down. Tristan Peterson, 13-5 now. Tristan gets the kill, and Weston wants a timeout. 13-5 Ithaca in the opener. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Thanks to our sponsors of high school volleyball. Tomorrow night, homecoming football on the radio. Richland Center hosting River Valley. Our pregame time beginning around 6:40, and then we'll be on the air with some excellent action. Look forward to the game. Two evenly matched teams, I think. Here's a serve by Newkirk. Diving dig, and McGlynn drives it over to the right side and out of bounds. After a tremendous dig by Vivian Spencer, a little bit low on the pass, but then Weston hitting it out of bounds to make it 14-5. Here's the serve. Fielded on the near side by Newman. Shelby gets it right back, drives it through the wall, and got it down. Shelby Newman, big play, and that makes it 14-6. Weston gets the side out. Serving, Lily Cast. There's the whistle, and Lily with the approach. And there's the serve. Fielded by Newkirk. Lewis passes it back to the middle and then knuckled over that time by Peterson. Weston returns it with a hit by McGlynn. Lewis back to the middle. Shot is down for Peterson. Tristan Peterson just another kill for the Bulldogs. That makes it 15-6 as the teams rotate around. And Holly King will get a chance to serve for the second time tonight. Holly with the approach, and there's an net serve. That'll give a point right back to Weston. That makes it 15-7. Weston bringing in number 8, Ava Smith. Ava, a junior, replacing Kalise Siebenhaller. Here's the serve, fielded by Bolin for the Bulldogs. They'll pass it to the left. There's Bailey Wanless taking it over, diving Dick Spencer. Here's the set for Weston. Newman shot blocked by the Bulldogs, and down it goes on a hit by the Weston Eagles right into the hands of Bailey Wanless, who creates a good block. 16-7 the score. Bailey having a big start tonight. Total of 4 kills. Here's the serve. Weston works it to Spencer. Back row attack. Got it over and got it down. Nice play. Back row shot by the senior. That makes it 16-8. Weston will serve again. Here's the serve by Shelby Newman. Cut off by King. Lewis sets it up, and Peterson takes it down. She's got a good vertical leap. That makes it 17-8. Tristan Peterson getting it done, and back to serve for the Bulldogs is Ariana Lewis. Here's her serve. Spencer trying to get a beat on it. Can't. That ball caroms low and out of bounds. It'll be a Bulldog point, and Ithaca leads by 10 here in the opener. 18-8. Best of 5 from the Ridge and Valley. Lewis with the approach. Line drives it far side, and it is just out of bounds. Serve that missed, and Weston gets a point. 18-9. So the Eagles will serve. Valerie Bauer back to do the honors, and here's the serve. Holly King fields a low one right there, left side. It's going to go, and Peterson gets it down off an excellent assist by Ariana Lewis. That makes it 19-9. And Tristan Peterson. And the Bulldogs rotate around. It's Bailey Wanless to serve. And Bailey comes up with a line drive serve, fielded by Spencer. There's the set on the right side. Shot into the net. Cass tried to get it around the wall and could not, and the Bulldogs lead 20-9. Bailey Wanless will serve. Standing by the back wall, comes up and hits it long. It's going to be played by Newman back line. Shelby gets it right back and drives it over. Fielded by Lewis. And there's the bump by Wanless, driven over by Maxwell, fielded by Weston. They'll get it back to the middle, and Smith takes it over, diving dig Lewis. Here is Peterson giving it back to Brindley Wallace, and that shot is long and out of bounds. That'll make it 20-10. Holly King in. The libero player replacing Bailey Wallace. Bulldogs rotate around, and Weston bringing in Kalise Siebenhaller to do the serving. Here's her serve, fielded by Maxwell. Lewis plays the carom. King gets it over. Weston in the back row, passing right side. Shelby Newman gives it off, and a drive by Rockweiler, fielded by the Bulldogs. Here's King passing to the net. It hangs there, and now passed over by Muller, and Weston tries from the middle. There's a shot by McGlynn. Back row Bulldogs. King Lewis gets it over on hit number 2. Weston tries again, driving it back row. King Lewis gets it over. Weston tries from the right side, and then driving it back row to J.C. Maxwell. Lewis to the middle, Bulldogs for the kill, and got it in. Not a big hit by Tristan Peterson. That makes it 21-10. Peterson with the kill. Bulldogs rotate around. Jaden Boland is in for Alyssa Muller. And now serving, Jaden starts on the left side, and there's a line drive serve, and an ace for the Bulldogs. 22-10, Jaden Boland. Puts a charge into one from a long ways away. She will get the whistle again. Here's the serve. Cut off there by Newman. Spencer gives it back to her. Newman takes a shot wide left and out of bounds. 23-10, Bulldogs. Boland and the Bulldogs trying to finish out strong here in the opener. Jaden with a serve, fielded by Newman. There's the set right side for McGlynn. Takes it over, and it is out of bounds. Bulldogs have game point. Weston just missing on some of these shots near the line, and the Bulldogs try to take advantage now with game point. Jaden Bolin steps up. Here's the serve, fielded by Spencer. There's the pass to the left side. McGlynn takes a shot. Bolin back row makes the play for the Bulldogs. Lewis to the middle, and the shot is over and out of bounds on the kill attempt by Tristan Peterson. That's a point for Weston, and that makes it 24-11. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Again, it's underneath the bleachers. All right, here we go. 24-11, Bulldogs. Here's the serve. Holly King passes. Lewis left side. Brindley Wallace for the kill. Nice cutoff there by McGlynn. Pass back to the right side. Shelby Newman takes a shot, but no, out of bounds. And that'll do it for game one. The Bulldogs win it 25-11 over Weston here in the opener in a best of five. We'll be back with set number two here on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Here's a look at the first set. Tonight, Ithaca wins 25-11. They're led by five kills from Tristan Peterson, four from Bailey Wanless. J.C. Maxwell has two, and Jaden Boland has an ace. Weston had kills from Lily Cast, Shelby Newman, and Vivian Spencer. Teams come back. In the Ridge and Valley, they do not switch sides or switch benches after every set. Every conference has a choice, and that was kind of a common thing before COVID, and then when they came back after COVID, it was kind of like, well, we don't want to share benches, and that made sense, but a lot of conferences have gone back to it. Here's a serve by Weston. Bulldogs return it. Drive over and down. Boy, Tristan Peterson off a nice assist from Lewis, and that makes it 1-0. Serving for the Bulldogs will be a little barrel player, Holly King. Holly with a serve. Fielded now by Spencer. Pass to the left side, McGlynn. Now driving it over is Smith. And down it goes, and we are tied. What a piece, Ava Smith. Gets one in for Weston. So Newman will try from the back wall. Shelby with the serve for Weston. Fielded now by Newkirk. And then Holly King from the back row drives it back row. Vivian Spencer, good recovery, plays it. That's Bauer passing right side ball. Tap down, blocked by the Bulldogs. On a big block kill by Bailey Wanless, and the Bulldogs take back the lead. A couple of blocks tonight for Bailey. Here's J.C. Maxwell with the serve, fielded by Weston. There's the pass back to the middle, shot by Smith is into the net, and the Bulldogs lead it 3-1. Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball coming your way tonight, courtesy of the area boosters. J.C. Maxwell with the serve for the Bulldogs. Fielded by Spencer. There's the set. Left side shot by Rockweiler. Down it goes. Lexi Rockweiler gives Weston a point. That makes it 3-2. And Weston getting set to serve. Valerie Bauer doing the honors. Setting up for the back row, and here's her serve. Fielded by Holly King. There's the set by the Bulldogs. Pass now, shot over and down by Bailey Wanless. And that makes it 4-2. Boy, Bulldogs got it going on here with the good passing, and Bailey Wanless gets her second point of the second set. Bulldogs leading it 1-0 after a 25-11 win in the opener. Here's the serve. Fielded now, near side by Newman, pass left side, and Weston can't play the ball. It's a little bit wide toward the official's ladder. That makes it 5-2. Bulldogs with the serve. Here it goes. Left side. Down it goes for Ariana Lewis. Going left right along the line, and Weston couldn't catch up with it. That makes it 6-2. The first ace for Ari tonight. She will serve again. This one, same place. Down it goes. Two aces in a row. 6-2, and Weston will use a timeout. Now 7-2, Ithaca in this second set. High school volleyball coming your way tonight, live from Ithaca, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Welcome back to Ithaca here on WRCO Radio. We are keeping you company with high school volleyball tonight. Both teams looking down the way now in October. We have a couple of weeks left of the regular season and the WIAA tournament beginning the third week of October. The Weston timeout is over. Ithaca will serve. Lewis with a serve. Near side. Spencer gets a nice dig. Bauer left side on the pass. Shot over and down by Lily Cass. 7-3. So Weston gets the side out. Cass with her second kill of the evening. Khalees Siebenhaller is back to serve for Weston. Khalees with the serve. Oh, tough one. Down it goes. That's an ace. 7-4. Weston gets a point back. And Khalees will serve again. Gets the whistle, and this one rainbows to the back row. Holly King with a push now to Lewis. Left side and tapped over. Nice play by Wanless. Saved by Newman. Ball goes back to the right side and punched over by Rockweiler. Back to Ithaca. Down it goes. Lewis quickly to Bailey Wanless, and the Bulldogs turn the tide and get the serve. 8-4. Bulldogs in the lead. And they'll rotate around. Back in is Tristan Peterson. And Holly King goes out. Here's the serve. Fielded near side by Vivian Spencer. Punched over by Bauer. Bulldogs trying to keep up with it. They can't. They run out of room by the scorer's table. And Weston is within three. It is 8-5 in the second. Serving for Weston, Lexi Rockweiler. Lexi gets the whistle. And here's the serve. Fielded by Holly King. There's the pass back to the middle. Brindley Wanless takes it over the net. Oh, excellent save by Weston, and somehow getting it over there was McGlynn after Newman's great play, slapping it over. Somebody is in the net for Ithaca. They were, and that's a point for Weston. Silver Eagles within two now at 8-6, and they will serve. Good volley, good concentration for both teams. Serving will be Lexi Rockweiler. Rockweiler with a line drive serve. Oh, that's going to be an ace. And Weston, all of a sudden, is within 1 point. That is the second ace of the set for the Silver Eagles, and they will serve again. Trying to even it up. There's the serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Lewis goes left side. Here's Peterson taking it over. That is out of bounds. And we are tied. 8 apiece here in the second set. Serving for Weston, Lexi Rockweiler. Lexi with a run up. There is the serve. Fielded by Holly King on the pass to Ari Lewis. Gives it back to Holly. She'll rainbow it over. Fielded by Rockweiler. Rockweiler passes to the right side. Ribbon over that time by Bauer. Now the Bulldogs try with Muller. Drives it over. Good dig by Newman. There's the pass by Bauer. Shot over and out of bounds. Shelby Newman shot the L in the back row. Bulldogs were absent from there, but the ball went just a little bit long, and Ithaca goes up by one, 9-8. Jaden Boland will serve for the Bulldogs here in the second set. Jaden with the serve, fielded by Spencer. Here's the pass by Cass, and the hit is long by Haley McGlynn. Past the back line, that'll make it 10-8. Bulldogs by two in the second. Boland serves, and here is Cast. Gets the dig, gets it right back from Rockweiler, driving it over. And now back row. Bulldogs are going to have to hurry. King back to Maxwell, gets it over. Weston tries again, passing left. Newman taking the angle, driving it to King back row. Here's a set by Lewis. Maxwell takes it over. Fielded back row by Spencer. Back to the middle for Weston, over for McGlynn. Here's the Ariana Lewis set. Shot is over. Down. Dropped in perfectly for the Bulldogs, Tristan Peterson. And Ithaca is back in the lead by three after breaking the tie. Jaden Boland will serve again. Jaden with a run-up. There's the serve. Spencer bumps it high, chasing it down there. And no, couldn't get much on it. Lexi Rockweiler tried to get a hit toward the net. It was a low pass. Couldn't do much with it. The Bulldogs go up by four. 12-8, our score. Here's the serve by Boland. Ooh, nice save by Newman. Free balls it over and got it in. Weston turns the tie. 12-9 the score. Shelby Newman gets in a point. And Lily Cass will serve for the Silver Eagles. 12-9 in the second. Here's the serve. Ooh, nice dig by Wanless. Plays it off the net, does Maxwell, and can't get much on it. And it's a point for Weston. That goes 12-10 now in favor of the Bulldogs in the second. And Weston will serve again. The Bulldogs dominating the opener 25-11. This one a lot tighter. Cast with the serve. Fielded by Brindley Wanless. Lewis goes left side. Maxwell slaps it in the middle, and Weston can't play it. Little mix-up on who called it, and the Bulldogs go up by three at 13-10. J.C. Maxwell gets the point. Newkirk is in to serve. Gets the whistle from the official, and there's the serve. Driving it back row, dug by Rockweiler. Pass to the left side, and Bauer drives it over. Holly King with a pass to Lewis. Now taking a shot is going to be Peterson. Oh, good dig by Spencer. Shot left side by Newman, blocked by the Bulldogs. Shelby tries again, and this one is out of bounds. Ithaca goes up by four at 14-10. Here goes the serve by Newkirk. Fielded by Spencer. Right side cast. Back to the middle. Driving it over. Out of bounds. Shelby Newman shot the line and missed. And that one goes clear out into the commons. 15-10. Good thing Jaden Boland is fleet of feet. She sprints out down the hall and gets it. Bulldogs by five. We're ready to go again. Newkirk with the approach. And there is the serve. Fielded by Spencer. And a quick set now by Bauer. Bulldogs respond. Hit it left side. Bauer makes the play. Driven over that time by McGlynn. Ithaca tries again with Maxwell from the right. Drops it in. Nice play. 16-10. J.C. Maxwell gets her second kill of the second set. And Ithaca leads it 16-10 in the second. Timeout Weston. Bulldogs won the opener 25-11. And Ithaca leads in the second 16-10. You're listening to High School Volleyball, our featured high school sports broadcast tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back to the Ithaca High School Gymnasium. 16-10 our score. The Bulldogs up by 6 on the Filney flip phone scoreboard tonight. Cuba City 1-0 over Riverdale. Darlington 1-0 over Boscobel. And Bangor up on Cashton up in the Six Rivers 1-0. The Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. One of these days I'll have to get a new flip for my phone. But so far, so good. Tell you what, if you can get texts here in Ithaca, you're doing well. And I did. Here's Newkirk with a serve. Ball goes left side and now punched over by Lily Cast. Set for Lewis. Left side, Maxwell for the kill. Tip by Weston. Down it goes. Bulldogs looking like a lot more in step now as we continue on. And Maxwell has 2 points in a row for the Bulldogs. 17-10, Ithaca leading in the second, and Kaylee Newkirk will serve again. Here it is, right down the middle of the board, fielded by Rockweiler, back to the right side, and punched over. Nice hit by Rockweiler. Here's the pass, shot over. Oh, nice job by Spencer, and then saved by Rockweiler, and Cast gets it over. Boland for the Bulldogs, Lewis left side, Maxwell for the kill, and got it down. 18-10. Bulldogs having some success with J.C. Maxwell on that left side. And Kaylee Newkirk will serve again. Kaylee's serve fielded by Rockweiler. Here's the set over to Valerie Bauer. She'll drive it over. Here is Boland. Lewis Peterson. Down it goes. Boy, Tristan's got a good eagle-eye view of that back row, kind of where it's not covered, and she gets another point for the Bulldogs. 19-10. They lead by 9. Kaylee Newkirk will serve again. This net serve. Oh, let serve, and Weston can't play it. I thought it was going to stick, but it rolled over. Diving effort. Back row by Lexi Rockweiler, and it drops in for an ace. 20-10. Kaylee Newkirk gets the ace. She'll serve again. Fielded now by Weston. Pass to the left side. No, they can't get it. And that'll go down again for a Bulldog point. They lead it 21-10. They will try again. Kaylee with a serve. Down the middle, played by Spencer. Set by Cass. Right side, driving it over there is Bauer. Set for the Bulldogs. Maxwell for the kill. Down it goes. 22-10, Bulldogs. J.C. Maxwell and the Bulldogs. And Ithaca has scored now a total of 10 points in a row. Here's the serve. Fielded by Weston. Here's Cast getting it back to the middle, and Newman drives it over. Boland, Lewis, Maxwell for the kill. Down it goes. Boy, the Bulldogs have tried that before, and it is working. 23-10. Again, they've not rotated around for quite some time. Newkirk has been the server since way back when. 23-10. Here's the serve. Fielded by Vivian Spencer. There's Cass setting it up. Shot over by Bauer. Boland diving dig. Lewis sets up Maxwell. Tough hit. Drives it over. Fielded by Rockweiler. Now punched over by McGlynn. Lewis tries with a back set. Shot over the top by Peterson. Played by Weston. Spencer distributes it to Shelby Newman, who gets it over. Holly King, Ariana Lewis. There's Maxwell again for the right. Driving it over. Fielded by Newman. Pass to the right side. Newman gets it back from Bauer, and now it's going to be the Bulldogs' turn. They'll get it to Maxwell, and it's over and down. J.C. Maxwell having a big second set. She has 3 points in a row now, and game point for the Bulldogs, leading 24-10. Kaylee will serve. Newkirk with a line drive. No, it's going to be a net serve, and the Eagles take over 24-11. So Newkirk serves 12 in a row, and the Bulldogs now in serve-receive mode for the first time in a while. Spencer with the serve. King got a beat on it. Boland gives it back to her, and Holly gets it over. Newkirk on the right side. Nice dig. Now pass back to Weston. They'll get it down with a hit from Ava Smith, and it is 24-12. Weston has cut it in half. Ava Smith playing on that right side. Vivian Spencer will serve again for the Silver Eagles. Weston checking to make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be. Here's the serve by Spencer. Low to the ground. Boland gets a little beat on it. Can't get it. That's an ace. 24-13. Spencer with the ace. Weston will try again. Bulldogs still have game point. Here's the serve. Fielded by Boland. Lewis back set. Peterson for the win. Blocked by Weston. Back to Ithaca. Boland left side over. And jumping over the top and getting the kill is the Bulldogs. That is Tristan Peterson on game point. That makes it 25-13. And Ithaca scores the win. They're up 2-0 here on Weston in Ridge and Valley Conference Volleyball. Coming your way tonight. And we'll have the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update next. As we take time out, we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca football team looks to go 7-0 Friday night. Their co-head coach, David Klang, talked to us this week about the team's win last week over Nisita.
We got off to a really nice, fast pace and just kind of kept rolling with everything. It was nice that we were able to kind of score with some different options, and we had a defensive touchdown, which is always nice to have in a game. But we just hit the ground running, and it was a nice game for us.
Your team is keeping focused on the matter at hand. You know, you're playing a team that has struggled this year and things like that. It's important to keep the kids focused on one game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is definitely kind of our main talking point all week. It doesn't matter, like, who we're playing. We have to come out and play like we're supposed to and do all the little details right, make sure we got our blocking assignments, make sure we got our defensive alignments, all that kind of stuff figured out so that we're not sloppy and not missing something.
The Bulldogs travel to Royal for another stern test in the Scenic Bluffs Conference coming up on Friday night. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Scoring for the Bulldogs in their win, 7 kills for J.C. Maxwell in that second set, 3 kills for Bailey Wanless, and 2 aces for Ariana Lewis, and 2 aces for Kaylee Newkirk. Kaylee served 12 points in a row. And we're back for set number 3, the serve by Holly King. We're underway. Weston returns a near side ball blocked by Tristan Peterson, and down it goes. Bulldogs are up by a score of 1-0. Weston in that second set, led by Khalees Siebenhaller and Vivian Spencer, and also Rockweiler. Lexi with an ace and a kill for Shelby Newman, Ava Smith, and Lexi Rockweiler. Serve is underway. Bulldogs to J.C. Maxwell. Over and down it goes. That formula worked in the second set, and the Bulldogs are up 2-0 over their opponent from Weston. Close road game, so you got folks coming down not too far away. Here's the serve by King, and it is going to be pinballed around by Weston. They can't get a lot of elevation on the passing, and that'll go as a point for the Bulldogs. 3-0 the score. Might be people that live in the Weston district that live closer than some Ithaca district members, depending on where you're located. Here's a serve, net serve. That makes it a score of 3-1. Depends on where the bus lands. So in our area, we have 3 school districts, pretty close proximity. There's the serve, and it's going to be an ace for the Eagles, and they're within 1 point. 3-2. Common for us to see Richland Center Ithaca buses quite regularly in River Valley, not too far away in Gotham area. There's a serve. No, the Bulldogs are called for a lift, and we are tied at 3. So Weston will serve again. Vivian Spencer standing up for the serve, and the Bulldogs can't play it. Weston takes the lead. It is 4-3. Vivian Spencer with two aces in the last 3 points. And Weston will try again. Spencer with the serve, far side. Dug by Peterson, ball slapped over. Nice job by Ariana Lewis, the Bulldog setter, as she out-jumped the wall and got it down. Ariana Lewis, good athletic effort. So J.C. Maxwell will serve now for Ithaca.